A Toyota executive accused of sexual harassment by his former assistant has left his position and will not take a new assignment until the situation is resolved, Toyota said Monday night. The executive, Hideaki Otaka, has been in his current job for 2 years and is the president and chief of Toyota Motor North America, which oversees the company's manufacturing and financial operations. A lawsuit was filed last week by Sayaka Kobayashi, 42, who works in the Toyota Motor North America's planning department. Ms. Kobayashi served as Mr. Otaka's assistant from last summer through this winter, and she accused Mr. Otaka, 64, of making repeated and unwanted sexual advances. She said Mr. Otaka arranged her travel and office schedules so that they would be alone together, required her to accompany him to social functions, and groped at her at a Washington hotel and in Central Park. When she complained, she said she was involuntarily transferred to the planning department position. In the suit, Ms. Kobayashi has sought at least $40 million in damages for emotional distress and injury to her reputation, as well as $150 million in punitive damages. The company said it has a zero-tolerance policy on sexual harassment, and there would be additional training for senior executives and clearer procedures for responding to accusations. In a statement, Toyota's president, Katsuaki Watanabe, said the automaker was committed to making all necessary and appropriate improvements in our policies and practices to fulfill our core principles of respect for people and continuous improvement. The lawsuit was a black eye for Toyota at a critical juncture. Last month, it beat Daimler Chrysler for the first time to rank as the number 3 auto company in American sales. Worldwide, Toyota, which already ranks second, could push ahead of General Motors this year to become the world's biggest automaker. On Wednesday, Toyota is expected to post a 2005 profit of $16 billion.